Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
O'Neal Cruz goes 1-for-4 yesterday, absolutely blistered a double right by the north side notch. He is on pace for 41 home runs this year. He is one steal off of the major league lead. He has stolen 32 consecutive bases without being thrown out. The center field defense leaves a lot to be desired, but this is a man, Doran, who is budding into a superstar right in front of our very eyes. 2 years ago, he played 9 games. He broke his leg. Last year, he comes back after not playing baseball for the majority of that season because of that. And we all expected him to be a 30-30 guy. That's a lot to ask for someone who didn't play at all, really, the year prior. Last year, he plays all season. This year, he comes in, and he's living up to every expectation you could possibly have at the dish. He's got an OPS hovering right around 900, and Doran, you should pay him if you're the Pirates. Something like 8 years, $200 million. Make him say no. They're never going to be able to afford Paul Skeens. That's just a reality. People want to crush Bob Nutting for that. That's not a Nutting issue. It's just not. He's going to wind up a Dodger or a Yankee at the end of this thing. Why? Because those are the only two teams that are going to be able to pay him between $600 and $800 million.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
But a small market team could pay him 8 years, $200 million. The Royals, that's not a big market team. Small market team. They're paying Bobby Witt Jr. $800 million. Or excuse me, $300 million. Yep. Bucks. I was about to step on my own argument with an incorrect fact. They're paying him $300 million. Pirates can afford something like that. They just paid Brian Reynolds a 9-figure deal.
Yeah.
Pay him and pay him now before you look up at the end of the year and he has hit those 41 homers. He has stolen 40 bases. Do it now, or you're probably never going to be able to do it.
It's just really nice to be able to talk about O'Neal Cruz in this light. A lot of criticism throughout the last year and the beginning of this year, and even myself. I mean, obviously the move to center field, but no, but about the communication deal and just if he was going to pan out, and it wasn't looking good a few times at the start of the season, and it wasn't looking great at the plate either. It was like, is this guy really going to pan out? And now he's looking like an all-star at the plate. It is fantastic to see that talent kind of burst through. And it was almost exhausting at times to have to criticize O'Neal Cruz because you could see it in there. And it was just frustrating. It's
yes.
Like, all right, come on, put it together. What's his baseball IQ? Those questions like that. But what he is doing now is exactly what, you know, we've been hoping that he could do. And I agree with you. If you can get a deal done, get it done. But I mean, if you're his representation, would you get it done? I know it's not like Paul Skeens, and we always throw out the hypothetical, like put a contract in front of Paul Skeens and, you know, make him sign it. Like
make him say no.
He would never sign it because he knows what his worth is down the road. I think that if you're O'Neal Cruz and his representation, do you kind of bet on yourself too? Like, would he sign it if it was in front of him?
I hate to say this because it's mean, but you use that injury against him from a couple of years ago. Hey, man, let's say 3 years from now when you are on the cusp of free agency, you're sliding into home and you break that leg again or anything could happen. You're running around center field, you slam into the wall. Value could go down. We already saw it. It's not fun. And you just make them say no to a contract that starts with a 2 and you throw a lot of zeros on the end. He's going to hit arbitration, I believe, next year, and they're going to have to pay a pretty penny for him anyhow. So from their standpoint, it makes sense. You buy out the arbitration, and then you buy out like 5 years, 3 years, whatever, after that of his free agency. And that's money that's guaranteed that you'd have to wait 3 years to get. Again, he'll make more next year, maybe a lot. You look at Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah.
He can make a lot in arbitration. He could. That also gets ugly. Hey, here's guaranteed $200 million. It's a hard thing to say no to. And people make your argument too, Doran. Got it a lot on Twitter yesterday when I put this out there. Why would he want to stay here? Money talks. Why would Brian Reynolds? Why would Mitch Keller? Why did Andrew McCutchen sign in the first place that $51.5 million deal? Why did Key Brian Hayes want to sign on the dotted line? There have only been three good years in the last 30 with this franchise, yet all those guys wound up signing contracts. Yeah. I don't think this is an impossibility. Everyone who argues that, and you might be right. He might say, and his representation might say, get me the hell out of here. We ain't winning jack. I don't want to hit 41 home runs for a team that stinks. What do I want to be, Brian Giles?
Right.
People remember me fondly, but we never won anything? That could be the case, but they need to put it in front of them yesterday. Here's $200 million, sign on the dotted line. And people can miss me, too, with the, they would never do that. At some point, they're going to pay a player $200 million. I never thought they'd pay a guy $100 million. They did. At some point, with inflation, they're going to do it. And $200 million ain't that much when you look around Major League Baseball mm-hmm. at some of the other contracts being handed out.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would bet on myself at this point. Like, I mean, can I get $300 million out there? Probably.
Right? Right.
I probably would bet on myself.
If he hits 41 homers this year and then has a reasonable facsimile season of that the following year, he's going to make a ton of money
yeah.
in arbitration. And when he would hit free agency, he'd be a bajillionaire. No doubt.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.